Hey everyone, welcome back. Have you had a chance to check out the latest AI Weekly report?
I haven't yet. Anything interesting in there?
Oh, just a little thing, a pretty big development in the AI world, actually.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Spill the tea.
So there's this new AI language model called Intellect One.
Intellect One. I haven't come across that one yet.
Yeah, it's brand new. But it's not just the model itself that's interesting.
Oh, what else is there?
It's how it was created.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Tell me more.
Well, on the surface, a 10 billion parameter language model may not sound like anything revolutionary, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen those before. Big numbers, lots of hype.
Right, but the how behind Intellect One is what's got everyone buzzing.
Okay, so what's so special about how it was built?
It wasn't created by some huge tech company.
Yeah.
You know, the ones with basically unlimited resources.
Interesting. So who's behind it then?
It was trained using a decentralized network.
A decentralized network. Now that's interesting. How does that even work for something as complex as AI development?
Exactly. Imagine like a global community pooling their computing power to create something amazing.
Hold on, I'm still trying to wrap my head around this decentralized network thing.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean in plain English?
So basically, Intellect One was trained by a network of, independent compute providers.
Okay, so instead of one giant data center, it's like lots of smaller computers all working together.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And these contributors are spread across three continents. Think about that for a second.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. A truly global effort. So how much data did they process with this setup?
A trillion tokens.
A trillion. That's an insane amount of data. Just to clarify for our listeners, what exactly is a token in this context?
A good point. A token is, think of it as like a word or a punctuation mark, roughly four characters.
Right, so processing trillions of these is basically how the AI learns. It's how it figures out how to understand and generate human-like text.
Exactly. And get this. They managed to achieve a compute utilization rate of between 83 and 96%.
Wait, hold on. 83 to 96%. That's incredibly efficient. You rarely see that kind of optimization in large-scale AI projects.
Right. I mean, it's like getting almost every ounce of power out of the network.
That's some serious technical wizardry. So, okay, it's a cool project, it's efficient, but why is this such a big deal? Is it just about building a slightly better language model?
That's the thing. It's not just about the model itself. This is about something much bigger. It's about challenging one of the biggest barriers in AI development:
Which is
access.
access. Okay, I'm listening.
Think about it. Creating these powerful AI models has always required enormous resources, massive data centers, millions of dollars in infrastructure.
Yeah, definitely not something you just have lying around in your basement.
Exactly. So it's always been this exclusive club, right?
Yeah.
Only the big players with deep pockets could even dream of playing in this space.
And that's what decentralization changes. Suddenly, individuals and smaller organizations can contribute to cutting-edge AI development.
It's like democratizing access to one of the most transformative technologies of our time.
It is. It's a fundamental shift in who gets to participate in shaping the future of AI, and that's powerful.
Right. Because, let's face it, companies like OpenAI and Microsoft have dominated the AI landscape, largely because of those vast resources we were talking about.
They control the pipeline, the research, the development.
Exactly. But Intellect One and its open, decentralized approach, it's like a direct challenge to that control.
It's a new path forward, one that doesn't require a billion-dollar budget to contribute to AI's evolution.
Exactly. It's like opening the floodgates to a whole new wave of creativity and innovation. Imagine the possibilities.
It's really exciting to think about. We could see a much more diverse range of AI applications and solutions emerging as a result, things we can't even imagine yet.
And potentially accelerating the pace of AI development. Instead of being limited by, the resources of a few companies, progress is driven by this global network, collectively pushing the boundaries.
It's like a collective intelligence, amplifying our abilities to explore and innovate.
That all sounds incredible. But let's be realistic for a second. Every revolution has its challenges, right? What are the potential downsides of this shift toward decentralized AI?
Of course. Decentralization is exciting, but it's not a simple solution. It's definitely not without its challenges. For the established players in the AI industry, this new landscape is, well, it's a mixed bag. It presents both opportunities and potential threats.
So on the one hand, they could tap into this decentralized network
Yeah.
and potentially streamline their own development processes, maybe even lower costs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of potential for efficiency gains and cost savings by leveraging a global network of resources.
But at the same time, it could also disrupt their current business models. I mean, they're used to having control, right? Mm-hmm. Controlling access to the most advanced AI.
Exactly. And Intellect One's open approach, it challenges that control. If sophisticated AI becomes widely accessible, well, it could level the playing field in a way that some of these companies might not be prepared for.
So we're not just talking about a technological shift here. We're talking about a potential power shift.
Right. And that leads to some pretty thorny questions, particularly around regulation. How do you regulate a technology that's developed and maintained by a global network with no central authority? It's uncharted territory.
Yeah, accountability and ethical oversight become much more complicated in that scenario.
Think about it. Who's responsible if an AI developed on a decentralized network causes harm? How do you even begin to set ethical guidelines or frameworks for such a diffuse system?
These are questions that lawmakers and regulators will have to grapple with as decentralized AI gains momentum.
It's a whole new set of challenges. But the potential benefits of this new paradigm are hard to ignore. We could see a much more open, accessible, and ultimately a much more innovative AI landscape as a result.
That's a good place to pause for a moment. We'll pick up this conversation and explore these issues further when we come back. Okay, so we're back and ready to dive a bit deeper into this idea of decentralized AI. Let's say this approach, really takes off. What does that actually mean for everyday developers and researchers?
Well, I think one of the most immediate impacts would be on the cost of AI development. Right now, training a large language model, it can cost millions.
Millions. Just to train it.
Yeah, just in computing power alone, it's a huge obstacle for most people and organizations.
That makes sense. So how would this decentralized approach change that?
Well, a decentralized network could dramatically reduce that cost. Think about it. Instead of having to rely on those super expensive cloud computing services, developers could tap into a shared pool of resources.
So it's not just about making the technology accessible in theory, it's about making it actually affordable in practice.
Exactly. And when you lower the barrier to entry like that, you open up a whole new world of possibilities. We could see a surge in new AI applications, things we haven't even thought of yet.
Give me an example. What kind of applications are we talking about?
Well, imagine medical researchers developing personalized treatment plans using AI, or small businesses using AI to optimize their operations. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
So the impact could reach far beyond just the tech world.
Absolutely. And this increased accessibility could also lead to faster innovation. Think about it. When you have more people experimenting and collaborating, the pace of discovery naturally increases.
So it's not just about who gets to participate. It's about speeding up progress, potentially for everyone.
Right. And that could be incredibly beneficial in areas where, rapid advancements are crucial. Like think about climate change modeling or drug discovery. These are fields where every breakthrough counts.
This also makes me think about the relationship between, academia and the private sector. Right now, a lot of the cutting edge AI research, it's happening in these private labs.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's definitely a divide there.
But decentralized AI, it could potentially bridge that gap, couldn't it? Universities, mm-hmm. research institutions, they can more easily participate in and benefit from, the development of large language models.
Yeah, I think you're right. It could create a much more collaborative research environment.
Instead of this, constant competition for resources and talent,
mm-hmm.
we could see a more collaborative ecosystem emerge.
Yeah, exactly. A more open exchange of ideas and resources, which would benefit everyone involved in advancing AI.
So we've talked about some potential benefits, but let's circle back to those challenges we discussed earlier. Regulation still seems like a major hurdle, especially in this context.
It's probably the most complex aspect of decentralized AI. If you have a network of, thousands, maybe even millions of people contributing to a single AI model, how do you ensure ethical development? How do you guarantee responsible use? It's a tough question.
Yeah. And who's held accountable if something goes wrong? It's not as simple as pointing the finger at a single company or individual.
Right. Decentralized AI raises some serious questions about data privacy, algorithmic bias, and the potential for misuse.
So how do we address these concerns? What are some potential solutions or safeguards that could be put in place?
Well, one approach could be to establish a set of shared principles or guidelines, for all contributors. This could include standards for data privacy, ethical considerations in algorithm design, and mechanisms for auditing and monitoring development.
So like a code of conduct for the entire community.
Exactly. It would require a global effort. Researchers, developers, policymakers, ethicists, they would all need to work together to create clear guidelines and standards.
That's a big task, but it sounds essential if we want to harness the power of decentralized AI responsibly.
I think it's absolutely crucial. We need to be proactive about this, anticipating potential challenges and finding solutions rather than waiting for problems to occur.
Now, another challenge that comes to mind is security. With so many contributors, how do you prevent bad actors from disrupting the system or creating vulnerabilities?
Yeah, security is paramount, especially when you're dealing with AI systems that can have significant societal impacts. Robust security protocols would be essential to prevent any malicious attacks or data breaches.
What would those protocols look like in a decentralized environment?
It would require a multi-layered approach. Secure authentication for contributors, encryption of sensitive data, and systems for detecting and responding to any suspicious activity. The entire system would have to be built with security as a fundamental principle.
And this would all have to be done in a way that doesn't compromise the core principles of decentralization, right?
Right.
Like openness and accessibility.
Right. It's a balancing act for sure. But finding that balance is crucial. We can't sacrifice security in the pursuit of openness, but we also can't let security concerns stifle innovation. It's a delicate dance.
So we've got these ethical concerns, security challenges. What about just the practical side of things? Managing a network like this, coordinating potentially thousands of developers across the globe, that sounds like a logistical nightmare.
It's definitely complex. Effective communication and coordination would be absolutely key. We're potentially talking about developing specialized platforms for collaboration, establishing clear roles and responsibilities, and creating mechanisms for resolving disputes and disagreements. It's a whole new way of working together.
It's almost like creating a whole new type of organization, isn't it? One specifically designed for global decentralized collaboration.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. It requires a new way of thinking about how we manage complex technological projects. But if we can overcome these challenges, I really believe the potential rewards are immense. It could change everything.
Okay, so where do we go from here? What are the next steps in exploring and realizing the potential of decentralized AI?
Well, we're just at the beginning. Continued research and development are essential. We need to experiment with different approaches to decentralized AI, you know, exploring various network architectures, consensus mechanisms, and governance models. We need to learn by doing.
And it's not just about the technology itself, is it? We need to have open and honest conversations about the ethical and societal implications of all of this.
Absolutely. We need to bring everyone to the table. Policymakers, industry leaders, the public. We all need to be part of the conversation. We need to develop a shared understanding of both the risks and the benefits, and create a regulatory framework that fosters responsible innovation. This isn't just a technological evolution, it's a societal one.
It's a complex and evolving landscape, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's also a landscape full of incredible potential. And the choices we make now, they will shape the future of AI and its impact on all of us.
That's why it's so important to have these discussions, to engage in thoughtful debate, to approach this new frontier with both excitement and caution. This is about more than just lines of code. It's about how we want to shape our future.
Couldn't have said it better myself. We've covered a lot of ground today. It's clear that decentralized AI has the potential to revolutionize, well, pretty much everything. We'll be back after a short break to wrap up our discussion and consider what all of this means for the future of AI and the world. Welcome back, everyone. We've been talking about the potential of decentralized AI, all the incredible possibilities, and also, you know, the challenges. It's pretty clear this technology could be a game changer.
Yeah, it really could. I mean, if we zoom out a little bit, Intellect One, it's just the tip of the iceberg. It's a glimpse into a future where, you know, AI development isn't controlled by just a handful of powerful entities.
It really feels like we're on the edge of something big, like a whole new era in tech.
Imagine a world where AI is a tool for everyone, not just, you know, the big corporations and governments. A world where innovation happens in this global network of collaboration.
It's like democratizing technological progress itself, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. But of course, that kind of access, that level of power, it comes with a huge responsibility. We need to make sure that AI is developed ethically, that it benefits everyone, not just a select few.
So as we wrap up, here's a question for you, the listener, to think about. If AI is going to shape our future, shouldn't we all have a say in how it's developed?
I think that's the core of it, really. Intellect One, it's shown us that there's another way, a more inclusive and potentially much more innovative future for AI. But it's up to all of us to steer this ship to make sure this technology is used for good. This isn't just about technological evolution, it's about how we evolve as a society. And the decisions we make today, they'll determine the kind of future we create.
And on that note, I think it's time to wrap things up. Thanks for joining us on this exploration of decentralized AI. Stay curious, keep asking questions, and let's see what amazing things we can build together. Until next time.